Let's pick up Brent in Corona, California, and he's got a question about having the best, this is for his mom, I guess, the best heart function and the best heart strength. Are you there, Brent?
Yes, I am. Hi.
How old's your mom, Brent?
Well, I had the two questions, one about me and one about my mom. My mom is 77. I've ordered her some the Heart Nano and the B and the CoQ10.
The CoQ-quinol would be the most important. Is that what you got? Yeah, not the CoQ?
These are all your products that I've ordered her. And also the DHLA as well.
Well, the most important thing here to support the strength of the heart muscle itself is going to be CoQ-quinol. How much does your mom weigh, do you know?
135.
Okay. So supporting healthy heart function, the most key thing here is going to be maybe 3 to 5 teaspoons a day of the CoQ-quinol. Now, what could attenuate or make it work even better? Obviously, DHLA would be the next guy, and maybe 2 teaspoons. And then the next guy would be the Max Stress B, starting at 1/4 teaspoon, and building up to maybe 2 teaspoons. And the way this works is the quinol, of course, will deliver fully reduced CoQ10 to the heart muscle. The biggest hog or user of the fully reduced CoQ10, CoQ10H, is, of course, the heart itself, then the brain, and to a lesser extent, pancreas, spleen, liver, okay, and kidneys. But what you often can see is that when the heart muscle has enough quinol, that it just feels strong and healthy, and there are no reactions anymore. And we've seen that in hundreds of cases, okay? So you just got to see, when it gets the nutrition it needs, the game changes.
When I have I've been following, but it's basically impossible to get her to sip it all day, so I have been dividing it into a morning, afternoon, and evening dose.
All right, well, let's talk about that for a minute. The reason we recommend sipping, of course, is that you can achieve much higher blood levels. As you can, it's like imagine eating all your food for the day at one meal. You'd be fat and slow and weak and sick. Okay? Yet people want to take their supplements that way. So what you've done is fine. The real loser when they swig them down is DHLA. Because DHLA, when whatever you take now, is out of your bloodstream in about 40 minutes. And what they've shown is if you take continuous doses, sip it, that you can peak the blood levels 2, 3, 4 times higher than just taking a swig.
Yeah.
And, you know, just think for a minute, and maybe you can talk to your mother, although I'll tell you, I was always Bobby to my mom, and there wasn't much I could tell her. You know what I mean? So you may be in the same situation, but just tell her that this is food, and you don't eat all your food for the day at one meal. But if that doesn't work, if she has 3 or 4 swigs, it's going to work pretty darn good. Okay? The quinol is no problem. It'll still get there. The B is no problem, but I'd be worried if you swig down these B. These are very strong, and you shift the homeostasis too quickly in an older person. They feel sick. They get a headache, whatever. Then they don't want to take anything. That's why I said take 1/4 teaspoon, go slow, go easy. These are not like ordinary Bs. The ordinary Bs are coal tar derivative resin. The body has to jump through about 20 different hoops in order to take thiamine mononitrite into thiamine cocarboxylase, okay, which is the end-chain form the cell wants to use. So the cell, for the first time in 77 years, gets the end-chain form. You can't hit that too hard. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, now my problem is...
How old are you?
I'm 57, weigh 210 pounds.
Okay.
And I had my first SVT episode when I was 35. Mm. So I'm pretty much doing the same thing for myself, and I've been doing it quite a bit longer for myself than my mother has. I just got her on this a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, but not on the dosages you gave me. But
if this started at 35, I would say in your 30s. Maybe you were doing extreme exercise and you took yourself to exhaustion. When you do this, you can, by sweating heavily, deplete HCl. When you deplete HCl, in other words, the body makes the hydrochloric acid that it uses to digest the pathetic cooked American food. When we sweat very heavily, we can excrete the salt. It's the chloride fraction from the salt the body uses to make hydrochloric acid. Without this guy, anything, any bug in the food has carte blanche to the body. So the most important thing, both for your mom and yourself, is to make sure that you've got the digestion squared away as well. And this would mean, of course, for your mom, two Quantum Digest start of meals, and then end of meals, she would take the HCL detox kit, and at her body size, age, and all, she'd take about 4 HCL and 2 activator end of the meal. And, of course, if any of this bothers her, then you know there's an interference field, a scar, a trauma, somewhere between the forehead and the pubic bone that's sedating the normal energy flow to the stomach.
She had a hysterectomy.
So that may be a horizontal scar because of her age, and that could be a major interference field. So until she'll humor you to do some Medi body packs, mud packs, you would need to give her stomach complex as a tea, just 2 of them as tea, before she eats any food. And this would be very important if the meal is not raw food. In other words, if she eats an orange, we don't need to do anything. If she's eating raw food or fermented raw food, we don't need to do anything. But as soon as it's cooked food, especially meat, fish, poultry, eggs, anything like that, now we need this tea and then digest at the start of the meal, HCL at the end of the meal with the activator, okay?
Okay.
Now, you need to do the exact same thing, and unless you do this, then all these problems could be back at you again. Now, my best support for your situation would be heart nano detox. I would certainly use some Quinol for now, but it's not the main player. What you need is heart nano, and at your 210-pound weight, I'd want 6 teaspoons in about 30 ounces of water, maybe even close to 32, and you're going to sip this after breakfast. You can throw anything else you want into the drink, like Quinol, DHLA, anything else.
Circuzyme, would that be a good thing as well?
Well, Circuzyme can promote the strength of the artery and vein and also promote microcirculation, so I would say that would be an excellent thing for you in particular. And maybe about 3 to 4 per meal.
Very good.
All right. Well, I hope that that helps. And give me a buzz back after about a month and let me know how things are going.
Great.
And
thanks,
where
sir.
Are you in California, by the way?
It's Corona, Riverside County.
Oh, Corona. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, you're kind of out there, but you're in Southern California. You might call the order line, get a number of a practitioner near you so that you can... You're going to have somebody go over this head to toe for yourself and give you the absolute best, not just some guesses, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, buddy. Thanks
very
for
good.
Your call.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.